Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Vox Pop, WMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Alan Chartok. A lawyer seeking an end to California's ban on same-sex marriage in today's argument of Hollingsworth versus Perry is comparing it to bans on interracial marriages, a prohibition the Supreme Court declared illegal decades ago. In charged back and forth exchanges with justices, lawyer Theodore Olson said the court should look up its 1967 Loving case when the court invalidated laws prohibiting interracial marriage. Chief Justice John Roberts told Olson that it seemed supporters of gay marriage were trying to change the meaning of the word marriage by including same-sex couples. Surprise! Justice Anthony Kennedy suggested that throwing out California's ban could take the Supreme Court into uncharted waters. There goes the game. But Olson responded that the court did just that when it threw out bans on interracial marriage. The court is slated to decide on the matter later this year after hearing both today's case and tomorrow's challenge on the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA. Several justices, including some liberals who seemed open to gay marriage, raised doubts today that this case is properly before them. Justice Anthony Kennedy, the potentially decisive vote on a closely divided court, suggested that the court could dismiss the case with no ruling at all. Today we want to know how you think SCOTUS should rule in these cases, that Supreme Court of the United States. Give us a call at 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. There are now three of the five phones lit. You could also post comments at the bottom of today's show page on the Vox Pop section of our website, wamc.org. It's so simple. Just go there. /VoxPop. It's wamc.org/VoxPop. You can also comment below today's Vox Pop wall post on our Facebook page, facebook.com/WAMC Radio, or you can tweet your questions and comments at WAMC Vox Pop. That's the @ WAMC Vox Pop if you tweet. And there you go. And we are very happy that people are calling. We want you to call. We'd love to know how you feel about this. I think the fact that Anthony Kennedy is equivocating is bad news for the liberal constituency. In any case, let's go to Abigail in Kingston. Abigail, you're on.
Hello, Alan. ¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien. ¿Y usted?
Oh, très bien. Anyway, listen. you know, the marriage question is very interesting because basically marriage is a contract.
Yep.
And we sign a contract to whomever, to whatever. And basically, it is also a human rights issue. And I believe that I want to see contracts made for the common human good, for the law, which I see as the land, air, and water. I've stepped into a lot of different spaces in this call, but you know, I'm basically an anarchist, as you may know. My hero is Emma Goldman, and I don't think we just need to increase kindness in the world, and I think then we'll be okay.
Abigail, thank
yes.
you, thank
You're
you,
dear. Welcome.
Yeah.
Bye.
1-800-348-2551. We got a Jim in Warwick, Massachusetts. Jim, you're on.
Hi, Alan. For my side of it, I have to agree with the first caller a little bit that this is more about equal rights, and I don't see how it's a religious issue, and that we're really talking about marriages that are something that the government is saying is okay or not the church.
Well, I agree with you, but let's try to step into the other guy's shoes. You want to try that first?
Sure.
Go ahead. In other words, what I'm always interested in is whether we who have strong opinions on this, and I do, of course, I agree with you, can step into the other guy's shoes and see what they're thinking. Can you try to do that?
Well, they may be thinking that somehow by the government stepping into their realm and defining what marriage is, that they feel that the government is then saying that what religion can and cannot do, which is, of course, something that we shouldn't be doing.
Well,
they may be perceiving it that way.
Well, what if they think that... I had a cousin who was pushed in front of a subway train, and he survived, broke a lot of bones, survived, and when the jury consider the case, one woman was a holdout because the defense of the woman who had pushed my cousin was apparently that God had told her to do it. And there was somebody on the jury who said, well, if God told her to do it, God told her to do it. Get it? So in other words, you read the Bible and, you know, you're not supposed to murder. Okay. And then somebody says, okay, well, you're not supposed to murder. And, you know, Leviticus and all of that stuff. And that's what we think. So it is a religious prescription. Now, I don't believe this. I want to make this quite clear. But I think that might be what's on some people's minds.
Yeah, I understand that. I still think that...
Because you said it wasn't religious.
I don't think that it is. I mean,
yeah.
clearly churches have the right to say how two people can be married in their
church,
in their religious practice.
Agreed.
There's nothing that I think anybody is disputing there.
Well, let's try with abortion for a moment. Again, I want to make it clear where I am on this. You know, I
uh-huh.
have to believe in a woman's right to choose. But
absolutely.
let's just say that, you know, thou shalt not kill or, you know, murder or whatever. You should say, would you say to them, well, that only means in your church, if they really believe God has told them not to do that?
This is a touchy subject.
Yes, it is. And I'm probably crazy for raising it. Yeah.
I have to... There's got to be a point where... Oh, this is very difficult. Where if you are a person who is in this country and you make a certain decision based on law, then you should...
Okay.
You should be able to work within the confines of the law. If you have a religious belief that states that you should not do that, then you shouldn't do it. But I don't see how you can dictate that to other people.
I gotcha. Jim, I'm sorry for putting you on the spot, but I really enjoyed this. Thanks so much for calling. Appreciate it.
Sure thing.
Yeah,
all right. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to Christopher in Englewood. Okay, Christopher, you're on.
Yes, good afternoon, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I am an advocate who believes in the universal right of civil rights for all people, including that which we all want to be, and that is marriage. Because I strongly believe that all people, regardless of gender preference, should have the fundamental, universal, and solemn right to be married.
Okay.
For far too long, we've watched our friends suffer in silence because of the fact that they've endured prejudice, bigotry, and discrimination just because of their preference of gender. Even I, as a person born with autism, have endured bigotry and prejudice for so long. Now today, as an advocate who is fighting for those who don't have a voice, I am standing up today more than ever before for those who couldn't even speak up for themselves. And the time for prejudice and bigotry and hatred must end. The time for love, equality, and universal rights for marriage, including for those in the LGBTQIA, has arrived. And for those who are standing up with us, I thank them.
Christopher, wait, stop reading for a minute. What's QIA?
The Questionable and Independent and Allies.
Ah, okay. Hey, Christopher, I have to say I agree with most of what you said. Thank you so much for calling. Okay, let's go to Tom in Valencia. Tom, you're on.
Yeah, hi. You know, there's a good old proverb, until you've walked a mile in my shoes, you don't know where I've been or what I've done.
Right.
I happen to have a gay lesbian daughter who's been married for a number of years and has twin baby boys. And, you know, my mother, who was 84 when we informed her that our daughter was gay, said to me, and it was the most heartening thing, now I know her from the inside versus just the outside. People have got to get rid of these prejudices, and the stand that people take is that we have to provide or like protect the sanctity.
Are you going away from the telephone? That's against the rules. Stay with the telephone.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Excuse me, Alan.
Okay.
That the sanctity of marriage isn't there anymore. I love it. I've been married 46 years, but 55% of married people, male, female, get divorced today.
Yep.
What's the sanctity of it anymore? Yeah. They got to get off that chair and give
it's
everybody equal rights.
Interesting point. You know, I was fascinated by that. We had a discussion this morning early about this very subject in which we talked about the idea that when a United States senator who's running for office and has been on this prejudice side all along, and then somebody, their kid walks up to them and says, "Dad, I'm gay," and all of a sudden the senator understands in a way he never understood before.
Yeah, so
and
true.
Changes his position.
It's so true. You know, I always thought my wife and I were liberal and accepted everything until our daughter told her she was gay. And it's a major awakening. But you just can't walk away from this. You know, she's your kid. You bore her. And
you love her.
You unconditionally love your people. I know a lot of people have turned their back on their children when they announce that they're gay or lesbian.
Terrible. Terrible.
And it's absolutely horrid. And to see our own government do this to people is absolutely shameful.
Well, Tom, I loved your call. I thank you so much for making it. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
You too. We're going to take a short break, but if your name is Jonathan or Kate or Laura or anybody else who wants to call 1-800-348-2551. I'm ready.
Support for WAMC comes from Mount St. Mary College, Newburgh, offering 7 evening and weekend bachelor's degree completion programs for adult students in accounting, nursing, business, human services, and more, msmc.edu. Lexington Vacuum, Albany, New York, featuring Miele, Simplicity, Dyson, Electrolux, Vapori Vapor Cleaning, Sales, Service, and Repairs, lexivac.com. Carrie Haddad Gallery, Hudson, New York, visiting Dale Payson's Still Lifes, Anne Francie's Ceramics, and Works by Jenny Kemp. Now through April 14th, carriehaddadgallery.com. And Kingsway Community, Schenectady, New York, offering a continuum of care and services to area seniors since 1975, including assisted living and more, caring in the family tradition, kingswaycommunity.com.
And we are back, and with us is our exalted producer, Patrick Donges. Patrick, what do you got for
us? Hi, Alan. Well,
hi, Patrick.
We've got four Facebook comments coming in. And, of course, you can comment on our Vox Pop wall post on our Facebook page, facebook.com/WAMC Radio.
But before you even do that,
yes,
I want to
yes.
ask you a question, sir.
Sure.
If you're old like me.
Yeah.
And you want the easiest way of checking in via the social media, which would that be? Going just emailing it to WAMC/VoxPop?
Well, you can actually, I think the easiest way, Facebook is probably the easiest way. If you've got a Facebook account.
Yeah.
Or you can go to WAMC.org/VoxPop, and there's a section where you can type in your comment at the bottom of that
page. I think I got you. Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead.
So Richard on Facebook says, it's not same sex, it's equal rights. Matthew on Facebook says, government should get out of the marriage racket and simply start issuing civil unions licenses. If so-called religion insists on defending its sanctity, I say let them have it. Scott on Facebook says, marriage is between a man and a woman. Other unions should be civil unions. Partners should be extended power of attorney and decision rights for their mate. And Jason on Facebook, if only the consensus were the same as today's article in The Onion, quote, who cares? But that, like the impending decision, would be a little easy. Nonetheless, aside from a little red tape, for example, tax status and insurance, it's something of a no-brainer. A little fixative is hardly the same as the glue that binds us as a society.
Interesting. Well, Patrick Donges, thank you so much.
Thank
Come
you,
again,
Alan.
Will you, please?
Certainly.
Okay. Let's go to, Jonathan in Norfolk. Okay, Jonathan, you're on.
Good afternoon.
Hey.
As this was a constitutional issue today, I got out the Constitution.
Right.
And I'd just like to read the preamble.
Okay, go ahead.
It's only 5 lines.
Okay.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Quite so. So if you read that,
yeah,
it would seem to me these issues are determined.
Well, it would seem that way to you, but I guarantee you John Roberts isn't going to read the Constitution the way you're reading it, Jonathan.
Well, I could argue the following: the constitutional history of the United States, and indeed the history of the United States.
So could he, and he will.
And let me yeah, finish. I have a point. Was established by wealthy, prosperous white men.
Right.
Who gave to themselves absolute power and authority. And that the history of the United States has been a struggle by others to wrest that power and authority from them.
Yep.
And that we're seeing it played out here yet again, as we've seen it played out over the last 200 odd years.
I thought you had a whole other point when you read us that. I thought that the interesting point was a more perfect union.
Well, yes.
I think only different subject.
I think you might have been pulling my leg there.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll take it where I can get it.
The point is that important words like secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
Yeah. No, that's right.
The general welfare.
Jonathan, always a pleasure when you call. Thanks again,
Jonathan. Right.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go to Kate in Montague, Massachusetts. Kate, you're on.
Hi, thanks. I just wanted to make a point about the DOMA situation that they're going to talk about tomorrow.
Defense of Marriage Act, yep.
Defense of Marriage Act, and it says that it's supposed to be between a man and a woman.
Yep.
And I just want to make a very small but short point, which is that it's hard to define what's a man and what's a woman today. So, I mean, if you have a sex change operation, are you still a man or are you a woman? In other words, the government has no way these days legally of defining what's a man and what's a woman because of the medical procedures that are available.
Mm-hmm.
So how can the government say marriage is between a man and a woman when you can't even really say for sure? I mean, the government can't say, well, because you've had a sex change operation, you're still a woman or you're still a man. I mean, who's to make that decision?
Well, that'll be the next Supreme Court case, Kate.
So anyway, that's the point I wanted to make. I mean,
You made the point.
Okay.
Thank you, Kate.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Let's go to Laura in Woodstock. Okay, Laura, you're on.
Hi, Alan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So earlier you were using the argument that perhaps religious fundamentalists might make that it says in the Bible, thou shalt not kill,
and other things.
But the fact is, more people have been killed in the name of religion than for any other reason in the world, in the history of the world.
Kate, you're not arguing with me. I'm on your side. But I was just trying to put myself
Laura.
I'm sorry, Laura. I just put myself inside the shoe of the other person. Yeah.
Yes, I realize that. But I also think that when religion crosses the threshold into oppression, then I do think the government has the right to step in. I'm thinking about maybe certain lines in the Quran that where they say that women are not equal to men and women have the same souls as animals and stuff like that. I think when people are being oppressed for their sexuality, for their sex, for whatever, I do think the government has the right to step in and say, hey, wait a minute, we don't want that.
Okay. Thank you, Laura.
You're welcome, Alan.
Okay, let's go to Emily in Plainfield, Massachusetts. Emily, let's try again. Emily.
Hello?
Hi. Okay, my fault. Go ahead.
Hello, Al.
Hey.
I think I'm touching on what the previous caller brought up. Like earlier you, and I'm not sure I'm articulate enough to do this, but I'm going to try. You had made the argument that someone on the other side of this argument who is opposed to equal marriage would say that, you know, my Bible says you can't murder and yet abortion is legal. And in that case, I would say, well, the government, through a lengthy process, determined that we're not talking about a self-determining sentient being here. This is a being completely dependent on the mother's body. This is not murder because you're not talking about a self-determining human being who can exist on their own. They made that distinction. If your religion tells you otherwise, that's up to you and your religion.
Yeah.
So I guess the argument, again, is how much do you believe in the separation of church and state? Because if your religion tells you that homosexuality shouldn't be, that you can't apply that to every other citizen in the country if we truly have a separation, and many other people's spiritual sense tells them otherwise. So,
first of all, Emily, I agree with you. But the second part of that is I have argued in terms of judicial activism and judicial analysis that these people who are going to make this decision basically have principles of their own. For example, they may have religious principles. You may have a chief justice who's ultimately religious and who follows that. He doesn't care what Emily says. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you're saying his personal. I mean,
no, I'm not. You're not going to get me to argue his side for him.
No, but I think you're saying that he's being influenced by his own personal beliefs outside the law.
Damn right I am.
Well, do you remember years and years and years and years ago? Because I'm aging, that your buddy Mario Cuomo, I just remember the Village Voice awarding him some kind of good guy or bad guy for the year award for making this eloquent speech about how he personally didn't believe in abortion as a Catholic. But
Notre Dame. He made it at Notre Dame. Yep.
Right. And so they were saying, let's applaud this guy for making the distinction between my personal belief and how the law ensures everybody can follow the dictates of their own personal belief.
Precisely.
Well, that's what I would say to whatever you just said.
Well, whatever I just said, here's the point. I happen to be a believer in the fact that these guys have a fundamental philosophical orientation, whether it's that they're Catholic or Jewish or whatever they are, that it is their orientation as a woman, as a man, whatever, and that the law then becomes this huge row of things that they can pick out in substantiation of whatever argument they happen to want to make, right?
Well, that's unfortunate because a justice on the Supreme Court, you would understand that you needed to get beyond that. And I have one more thing to say before you let me go because I know there's lots of people.
There are.
And that in this argument, from my personal standpoint, I think that, when people say they have to defend the institution of marriage, if your relationship is diminished by someone else's union, you got a problem in your relationship.
That's very interesting.
That's what I would say.
That's very interesting, Emily.
Well, it's an argument someone here made in our general area of Northampton years ago when domestic partnership was being considered, and I just always thought it was a good one.
I like that. Every once in a while, I hear something I haven't heard before, and I like it.
thank you.
Thank you, Emily.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Let's go to Shahid in Liberty. Okay, Shahid.
I just wanted to make a quick statement.
Sure.
I think, I was listening when you were talking to the other person earlier, and you had asked them to step into the other people's shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the issue of the people that have a religious understanding of why they need to protect marriage in the manner that they do is because marriage existed under a union between man and woman in most forms, in most societies and cultures of Earth, existed between a man and a woman, even before the United States, even before the Constitution.
Yep.
So I think from that perspective, a lot of the people in that stance, and this almost...
Is it your perspective too, or are you just arguing about what other people are thinking?
Oh, no, that's definitely my perspective.
Okay.
That's definitely my perspective. I was just saying that, you asked the gentleman, and I didn't think that he could articulate that because that's not necessarily his view. So that is my view.
Yep.
But also... And just for a little education for your listeners, in the Quran, it does not degrade women, and it does not say that they're less than animals. I don't understand what your callers are getting at.
It wasn't callers. It was one caller.
And frankly,
since I don't know enough about it, I did not. It sounded strange to me too, Shahid. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
With you. But I didn't react to it simply because for me to talk about something I don't know anything about would have been bad news.
I understand your stance, but that's why I'm calling you. That misunderstanding.
Didn't sound right, Shahid. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. You have a good one.
Bye. Let's go to Claudia in Orange County. Claudia, you're on.
Yeah, I just want to make a brief point about the institution of marriage. I'm hearing on the radio people contend earlier this morning in the news. People contending that marriage has existed historically to make sure that men and women breed, if you will, produce offspring for the culture. I would say that marriage is not about that at all and never has been. It's about control of property and authority.
Well, but Claudia, let me just back up for you, because I'm fascinated by that. You know, the last guy made the same point that you're making, but is not a central tenet of the Catholic Church, is it not, that the reason we have
sex...
the reason we have sex is for procreation?
There are religions who promote procreation. Judaism does, as well as Catholicism, but religion doesn't have anything to do...
Well, no, it might.
...as far as I'm concerned.
Well, it might, yeah. Claudia, in that if you're following the thread, if religion, if some people believe that the only real reason to have sex is procreation, right?
That's their problem.
That's not my problem, believe me. But then that's why you get it ingrained in these ancient mysticism.
Definitely, religion has impinged and contorted, perhaps, the original. I mean, the other structure definition of marriage as I believe it existed prehistorically almost. But religion. What I'm saying when I say religion has nothing to do with it. Not that people's religious opinions don't have affect, but that in terms of a Supreme Court decision or the ruling of the land. It should not come to bear.
Yeah, well, you can tell that to the four guys who are going to vote the other way.
Yeah,
out of the seven.
Right.
Hey, Claudia, thanks.
Only four, I'm okay.
Thanks, well, you got seven. No, it'll be five, of course, and it'll be five. And Justice Kennedy is signaling today, in a number of ways, by the questions he's asking, that the hope that he would be the swing vote is not going to be fulfilled. But who knows? Yeah. I mean, he may be fooling with you. Thanks, Claudia.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, let's go to Chris in Albany. Chris in Albany, you're on.
Hey, Alan.
Hey.
Personally, I would have to say that I fall on the side of being in favor of gay marriage, but I'm kind of conflicted because the people of California did vote to not endorse gay marriage. So I think that's kind of a...
I heard something on the air this morning, Chris, that I didn't fully understand. Shows you that I've been away. And that is that somebody said, either on the court or in the obituator or, you know, just the discussion, that the people in California don't believe this anymore. So why are we here? Now, what is that about? In other words, has there been a revision that I didn't know about of this vote that was taken?
I mean, even if public opinion polls or something show something different, I mean, it was a referendum. So
yes,
they do kind of have to base it on that. The other thing that concerns me is I don't believe the court is going to strike down the California referendum. I don't know about DOMA. I guess it's possible that they would, but I also don't think so. And I think this is it's just the definition of a pivotal moment in U.S. history, because eventually this is going to happen. So the question is, where in history do you want to land?
Well,
and I'm sure every justice is considering that, but at the same time, I don't think it's going to be like, the healthcare legislation or something where Roberts is going to jump over. I don't see that.
Well, no, certainly not Roberts. I can tell you that much on this one. But isn't it your opinion that some of the obiter dicta, some of the discussion from the bench has been, we live in a democracy. This is a court. Why not let the democratic process rule here? It ruled in Congress with DOMA. It ruled in California, as you say, with the referendum. And some of the conservative justices, knowing that they can really get hurt, but the court could really get hurt by this, are going to fall behind the idea we live in a democracy and let democracy speak.
I can remember being in school and reading some of the simplest Supreme Court opinions on cases that had great magnitude, just because they were so, it was just so logical and so necessary.
Sure.
I think this is a moment where someone has to step forward, theoretically five people have to step forward, and say that regardless of whatever the text says and whatever precedent is on this issue, this is a point where they have to make a stand. Because, I don't like the idea that the court is going to tell the country, especially, the Midwest and flyover country, that they have to, abide by this. But at the same time, it has to be done. I mean, you can't continue oppressing people and justify it through, religion or misunderstanding.
What makes you think they can't? You're going to get five guys on the court who are going to do it.
Because it's just so fundamentally inappropriate. I have a very good friend who's gay, and until I you know, became close with him. I wasn't for or against. I really couldn't have cared less, to be honest. And quite frankly, I don't think he ever has any intention of getting married. But, you know, he made the comment that it would be nice to have the possibility.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely more of a libertarian than anything, and it just seems so fundamentally amiss to say these people can't have this right.
Okay, Chris got to go, and I thank you so much for that call. Certainly, I agree with you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Bye. 1-800-348-2551. You got one free phone. Dan and Frank and Kevin and Cicada, you stay right where you are. We'll be right with you.
Support for WAMC comes from Smith College Museum of Art, presenting Collecting Art of Asia, a four-part exhibition celebrating 100 years of Asian art at Smith. From traditional to contemporary, now on view, smith.edu/artmuseum. The Blue Rock Restaurant, Shelburne Falls, Massachusetts. Chef Chris Ramirez creating new American cuisine and handcrafted desserts, wine and beer from local to worldwide, live jazz Fridays, thebluerockrestaurant.com. Mario's True Value Home Center, Valencia, featuring a new kitchen and bath design center offering Starmark cabinetry, Cambria, and more. True Value, start right, start here, mariostruevalue.com. And Saratoga Health and Wellness, a fitness facility offering exercise, nutrition, personal training, and weight loss programs, saratogahealthandwellness.com.
And we are back, and boy, the lines are loaded as they have been for the entire hour. A tribute to all of you. And speaking of tributes, here's Patrick Donjus, who will give us a little social media, and then we'll come back with new rules for everybody who's on the phone. Go ahead.
And Alan, we have such a great response from our listeners on the social media today on this topic. Anonymous on WAMC.org/VoxPop says, "The belief that gay marriage is a sin socially or religiously disregards marriage as a sacrament of the church. It's a disagreement with a practice and display of love that's unconventional but no less valid. The inability for a good portion of our population to acknowledge love and the consecration thereof is indicative of a larger spiritual problem in America, the same one that feels animosity towards those who practice a marginalized religion, who have different color skin or celebrate a different culture. I'm Christian, my mother is gay, and I love her and any partner she has with the same love that God has for the world." Bonnie on Facebook says, "Marriage is a word that defines a union between one man and one woman. Why doesn't someone come up with a word that defines the union between one man and one man, and another word that defines the union between one woman and one woman, with all the rights of a legal union? That way, when you hear the word marriage, you'll know it's a man and a woman. When you hear those other words, you'll know it's two men, gay men, or two lesbians." And Seth on Facebook says, "I'm gay, happily married, and own a shotgun. Please do not tell me my marriage is invalid, and get off my lawn."
1-800-348-2551, although right now you won't get in. Okay, here are the new rules. Dan and Frank and Kevin and Cicada and Jamie, listen up here. We want to try to make our point so that everybody can have a little time here. So make it in one sentence if you can, two if you must. Okay, Dan, you're on.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Good.
Okay,
that counts
here's
as a sentence.
My point, very briefly. I started out Catholic and mostly conservative. And now I feel like we are just wasting our time. This is not something that we should be arguing over. I'm in favor of it, where I started out being very cautious of it. Look at how many states.
How old are you?
I am 50.
Well, see, now it's interesting because we know that everybody under 30 or the large proportion of people under 30 they agree with you. They say, what is this about? This is nonsense. When you get a little older, you get a little bit of the old way.
I mean, haven't we seen state after state now legalize it, and where is the social breakdown that they all warned us about?
Right.
It's not happening. Let's worry about something else.
Okay, you had your sentence. We thank you so much, Dan. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Frank in North Adams. What's your sentence, Frank?
God, one sentence. All right. Well, I agree with everybody on the social end. I'm a little younger, and so you're right. This seems like a non-issue, but I think it's the legal thing that we care about and we need to get to, that there shouldn't be a separate word for it, because there are legal matters that come with the word marriage in our laws, and we can't change that, and everybody should have this right. And I'm curious as to why
what? Uh-oh, he's gone. Okay, let's go to Kevin in Turner's Falls. Okay, Kevin, what's your sentence?
My sentence, Alan, is I can't understand why any person, gay, lesbian, or straight, would want to get married. I was married once. It did take. like a 55% of all the other marriages.
Yeah.
So maybe we should just outlaw marriage altogether.
Okay. You know,
and live with whoever we want to live with.
That's interesting. You know, there was a, well, of course, there are legal benefits and everything else that you come through. But I hear what you're
saying. Which is probably why everybody wants to legalize it.
Yeah, there was a wonderful joke that was around for a while. Why can't everybody just learn to be miserable like us? But you,
exactly.
Kevin, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Cicada. Okay, is it Cicada?
Hi.
Is it Cicada?
It is. It's Cicada, like
Cicada.
The bug. But,
okay, all right.
I'll keep it brief, Alan. I have one big problem with this issue, which is that I'm queer, and the use of tea in the acronym, which is transgender,
yeah.
And if we keep calling it same sex marriage, I have a huge problem with that because that's leaving out people who do not identify as men or women.
Ah, interesting.
This is if you're going to argue that it is not between two people, marriage should be between two people, and putting sex into the equation is omitting that fourth part of the acronym.
Cicada, what do you say to all of the people who have called up and say, marriage, since the first guy came out of the slime and went into the cave with another person, with somebody of a different sex, that's what marriage is, and that's why it should stay the same. That's what they say.
Well, my question to them is, why does it matter what their procreational bits look like? Why
well,
is that?
You know what they say, right? It's God's will.
I have many problems with that statement, but I can leave you with at least an answer to the question that you had earlier about QIA.
Yeah.
The acronym is actually LGBTQQIIA.
Which is?
Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, questioning, queer, intersex, and ally.
Wow. It's getting bigger all the time.
Alphabet soup.
Hey,
but to be inclusive, we need to be inclusive of everybody.
Okay, thanks for the call. Appreciate it a lot. Okay, let's go to Jamie in Ellenville. Jamie in Ellenville, you're on.
Hey, what a tent that is. people should remember that the institution of marriage did not develop because of love or procreation or something sacred between men and women. It developed because of the orderly transfer of real estate, of property, of dowry. And when you approach it from that perspective, it makes sense that whoever wants to be married should be married because that would, stabilize society in the transfer of property and rights. Mm. But Jamie,
it's how it was transferred. I mean, let's face it, for years, a woman couldn't own anything.
Right.
So
yeah, it's all about controlling women also, about the depowering of them socially. Marriage didn't mean as much before. You want to get to the Babylonian Exodus and how, the male godhead of vengeance and power rose up. Before that, when people worshipped Isis or Yahweh, women had that type of control in society. More control, because they were the giver of life. They had all the cards. So we've got to get over the whole issue about, if it's love or whatever. It's about property, and whoever wants to be married can be married.
Thank you, Jamie.
You're welcome, Al.
Yeah. Let's go to John in Highland. Okay, John, you're on.
Hi. First, just to get out of the way, my view on the, whole general topic,
yep.
I think gay people should be able to get married. No brainer. It seems pretty straightforward.
I'm with you.
But this is really a constitutional issue that we're talking about today. And I feel like the callers, for the most part, are calling in about their personal beliefs and their feelings.
Okay, go ahead,
John.
Really... Got it. Yeah. So go ahead.
So, first, is marriage a fundamental right according to the Constitution? Because that is the starting point for any of these kinds of conversations. Because if it's not, if it's just a right that the state can create or take away, if it's, it's not one of the enumerated rights.
Okay. What do you arrive at?
So if it's not a fundamental right, then you have basically the states can do whatever they want.
Right.
So if a state comes out and says, gay people can't get married, that's up to that state.
Okay.
And then I guess my next
Whoa. But what do you take? But what do you think the Constitution means? You say, is it a fundamental right or not? Does John from Highland believe it's a fundamental right?
Right. Well, so let's assume it is.
No, that's not what I asked you. Tell us. Tell us what you think.
Yeah. No. And you know, I don't think it is. Honestly,
I think
that is one of those rights that, you know, the state can monkey around with any way that it wants, just like it can with most of our rights to contract. They can limit our right to, you know, contract for almost anything if they have a good enough reason.
Okay, that's your take.
Right, and then, of course, the next question is, you know, what is good enough reason? Is it a rational basis, or does it have to be a compelling question? And you know, I think there's a good argument to be said that if the test is only a rational basis test, then the fact that, you know, many, many, many religions over thousands of years have said that you shouldn't be able to do it in one way or another is a rational basis. It's not a great excuse, but your only alternative is to say, well, you know, any belief in a religion is irrational, and no Supreme Court justice is ever going to say that.
John, I gave you an extra sentence. I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Right. Don from Schenectady, what's your sentence?
My sentence is that I don't even think that the government should be getting into this, because, to me, marriage is a social issue, not a legal issue. It's a social institution. And
which is interesting, because if you're a bigamist, you go to jail.
Okay, but that is the same thing. It shouldn't
okay,
apply.
Shouldn't. What you're saying is shouldn't as opposed to is, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
I'm not saying that the government can't then say, because you're married, you're going to do this, or because you're not married, you're going to do that, or have to do one or the other.
Well, we do it all the time, of course. We know that the is part of it is that the states do it all the time, that people go to jail, they don't pay child support, they do this, they do that, they break the rules, right? They get divorced under favorable or unfavorable conditions, according to the judge. So we know the is part of it is that the state does regulate marriage, right?
Yes, but I'm...
Okay,
I'm
and you're just saying it shouldn't.
Right, exactly.
Good call, Don. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to Jeff in Schenectady. Jeff, go.
Yes, I just wanted to call in. Thank you very much for taking it. I should say first, as a person of faith, actually, as a clergy member, I was listening earlier. I think it's important to remember there are many different views on this within a variety of religious, within the religious community. It's hard to find unanimity and one particular voice on this. I'll say from my particular perspective that I would fully support equality under the law, both as a person of faith and also as a citizen. And then fully recognize that there's going to be a difference of opinion on this issue within religious communities, and respect that different religious communities will take different approaches in terms of how they handle this.
But, okay, and as a result of what you've just said, the outcome should be...
On the constitutional side, I would say that there should not be an impediment to... marriage for same-sex couples. And on a personal level, I have noted that many of the arguments on this seem to be very similar to what would have prohibited marriages between folks of different ethnic backgrounds.
Yeah, we said that. We did say that in the beginning, by the way, and color,
and
yes.
But I would just also, as another caller said, I would also say as a clergy person, if anyone came to me and was concerned about how this might affect their marriage, I would have some serious concerns, because my recommendation is that folks be primarily concerned about the relationships that they're in at the moment and how they can affect that, not so much getting concerned about what folks may do, you know, thousands of miles away.
Okay, but since this is on the constitutional issue, what do you think the court's going to do?
I have no idea what the court's going to do. I have no idea. I thought it was really important to say that this is not, I guess, to me, you know, an issue that the religious community speaks with one voice. And I think it's certainly possible. For instance,
Jeff, we got four people behind you, so it's got to be. You've had your sentence, which is what we were sort of limiting people to in the end here. Can you sum it up?
Sure, just that there's a variety of opinions within the religious community.
You said it. You already said that. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. Okay, let's go to Rusty in Clifton Park. Rusty, you're on.
Going with what the other gentleman said, I mean, we discuss this at our LGF BBD meetings every week. The same exact topic.
Yeah.
I'm tired of people beating it to death. And
well, I didn't hang up. Obviously, he did. Thanks a lot. Okay, interesting. Let's go to Andrew in Saranac. Andrew, go ahead.
Oh, boy, I've got to contain myself. I'm on the side of gay marriage. I think the only problem is they need a better word than marriage. They get shortchanged. My wife and I own a lot of rentals. I rented to a lot of people in the last 20-plus years, and I would have a building that only rented to gay people if there were enough of them to go around. They are better adjusted and better figured out. And I shouldn't use the word straightened because they're not, but I love them. I'm not gay. Maybe I should be. Maybe I should join the clique. They're in better shape than we are, for whatever reason.
Andrew, thank you for your sentence. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Alan. Right. Thanks for the show.
Bye. Okay, and John from Kingston. John from Kingston, you're on.
Hey, Alan.
Hey.
I just want to say that I'm in my mid-60s, and I've gone full circle on everything. I used to be for the death penalty, now I'm against it. I used to be against abortion, now I'm for it. I used to be for guns, now I'm against them. I used to be against gays, and now I'm for them. And I just think that everybody's going to go full circle if you live long enough. And the bottom line in this country is that majority rules, it always has, and it always will. With some subjects, it just takes longer.
Yeah, but first of all, I like what you said, but the majority doesn't always rule. That's why the United States Constitution is such a remarkable document, because we do have some things like minority rights in this country, where if the majority had their way, certain things never would have changed, but a court comes along and says, as a matter of law, as a matter of principle, that's what the Constitution laid out for us, and you can't do some things to some people, which I think is what this program's been all about.
But I think, like I said, I think sometimes it takes longer, but the courts do often reflect what the people are thinking. It just, with some subjects, it just takes a lot longer. It's a much bigger battle than some other subjects.
So what do you think the court's going to do?
Again, it's very hard to predict, but we might not be ready just yet, but it's coming.
Yeah. Well,
it's coming.
I'm ready. How come they're not ready?
Well, because they got the job and you didn't, but it's you know, they're looking at it, and I think eventually it's coming. It's just like seatbelts. It's just like everything else. It just, with some subjects, it just takes time, and I think this is, you know, it's kind of like the gun issue. It's coming. Whether the NRA likes it or not, it's coming.
Okay. Hey, John, thank you so much for your call. Appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay. Yep. Take care.
Okay. Well, we got everybody in. I can't believe it. We're out of time. Thanks to everybody. Support for the Vox Pop comes from Don Mueller Gallery, Northampton, Massachusetts, hosting its annual bridal jewelry show featuring engagement rings and wedding bands. April 6th and 7th, DonMuellerGallery.com. And the Dam Cafe and Deli, Saugerties, New York, serving breakfast and lunch with chef-created soup, salads, vegetarian options, and homemade desserts, catering service available. The Dam Cafe and Deli.com. New York Electric Motor Service, Glens Falls, New York, specializing in electrical and mechanical apparatus sales and service, a subsidiary of Applied Dynamics, New York Electric Motor Service.com, and the Woodstock School of Art, offering classes and workshops in drawing, painting, printmaking, sculpture, and more for all levels. Tuition assistance available, WoodstockSchoolOfArt.org. Thank you, everybody, for joining us today on the Vox Pop. Remember, the conversation continues online at WAMC.org/VoxPop. Our engineer has been the incomparable but hatless today, Zach Malloy. Your calls were answered by Bruce Herbach. Our producer is Patrick Donges. I'm Alan Shartok. On tomorrow's show, it's Pets and Vets again. Stay tuned now for a news update.